close attention to what everyone else misses. You're welcome. I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gerber Show for Wednesday, January 8th, 2020. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, Pier 1 Imports going to pull the plug on half of its stores across the nation, meaning about 450 locations will be shuttered soon. It could also mean you might get a great deal on stuff there. Number two, the Department of Justice has suddenly reversed course and is saying for General Michael Flynn to be jailed up to 6 months, saying he didn't cooperate the way he was expected to in the Mueller investigation. Funny, that's the opposite of what they said before. And number one, Mitch McConnell says he has the votes to proceed with the Senate impeachment trial with any additional witnesses being put on the sidelines. But first, breaking news. We'll get to all that, but first, breaking news. TikTok, 299 days until the election. TikTok, TikTok. But as you probably know by now, the Iranians launched somewhere between 15 and 20 missiles, ballistic missiles, from Iran into Iraq at American bases. At least two bases were targeted. But strangely, of all of those missiles fired, four went nowhere where they were supposed to. Several more went into an Air Force base that is, it's 25 square miles, the base. Nobody was hit. Nobody was hurt. And then another base, Erbil, also nobody hit, nobody hurt. Absolutely unbelievable. And then there's this happening since that attack occurred. A Ukrainian passenger plane with 176 passengers on board went down outside of Tehran, Iran, killing everyone on board, according to Ukraine. So 176 people on board this Boeing 737. And it makes you wonder, okay, there were comments being made about Lockerbie, Scotland, by the Iranians prior to this missile attack. There were references being made to that terrorist attack back in 1988, and it makes you wonder, is it just a coincidence? No Americans died in the crash. According to Ukraine's foreign minister, three Britons, three Germans, 63 Canadians, 10 Swedes, 11 Ukrainians, and 82 Iranians are among those dead. The Ukraine International Airlines flight came hours after Iran launched the ballistic missile attack on Iraq, on those bases that house U.S. soldiers. But both Ukrainian and Iranian officials say they suspected a mechanical failure brought down the 737-800. We'll keep an eye on that, but it seems awfully coincidental now, doesn't it? It seems awfully coincidental. President Zelensky of Ukraine offering his sincere condolences to family and loved ones of those lost in that crash. So we'll keep an eye on that. Meanwhile, back to the story that has dominated the news for the last 12 hours. And that is the attack by Iran on United States military bases in Iraq. And normally what happens is the Iranians will use proxies, they'll use militias, they'll use somebody else. They won't say that it was us doing it. But in this particular case, they made it clear, hey, we're sending missiles, and here's where we're sending them. We're attacking you, America. And they hit and did nothing. But Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, I don't know. How do you say the guy's name? Khamenei, there you go. Said Wednesday that ballistic missile attacks against the U.S. are a slap in the face to the United States. Khamenei said the United States should leave the region, adding, military action like this is not sufficient. What is important is ending the corrupting presence of America in the region. 15 ballistic missiles, according to this report, fired into Iraq Wednesday. Of course, this all comes in the wake of the death of General Qasem Soleimani last week. His replacement, General Salami, no joke, that's the guy's name, General Salami taking charge of this attack. 10 missiles hitting the Al-Asad Air Base, and that's the base I told you, it's 25 square miles. One missile hit a base in Erbil. And four missiles, unknown what they hit. Tough night to be scorpions in the nation of Iraq. But nobody was killed. And with that in mind, do we leave it there for now? My guess is yes. America does not have an appetite for a new war. America does not have an appetite for a new war. That's true of conservatives and liberals, Democrats and Republicans and independents. I don't believe that anybody has an appetite for a new war in the Middle East. I also believe that most Americans stand behind the president when he kills a terrorist, a known terrorist, a man who has the blood of hundreds of Americans on his hands. I think Americans stand there. And with that in mind, I want to go to bite number six. Bite number six is the Secretary of Defense, Mark Esper, yesterday, saying that America does not want a wider war. America does not want a full-out shooting war with Iran. But if we get there, we'll act accordingly. Bite six, go.
As we defend our people and interests, let me reiterate that the United States is not seeking a war with Iran, but we are prepared to finish one. We are seeking a diplomatic solution, but first, this will require Iran to de-escalate. It will require the regime to come to the table with the goal of preventing further bloodshed. And it will require them to cease their malign activities throughout the region. As I've said, we are open to having this discussion with them, but we are just as prepared to deliver a forceful response to defend our interests.
And so we'll see what happens. Esper and Mike Pompeo were at the West Wing last night, summoned there, we would assume, obviously, for what was happening, and then going to the Situation Room. Mike Pompeo also battling back against the nonsense from the mainstream media, as the media looks for something to attack the president and the administration for killing a terrorist. NBC's Andrea Mitchell leading the attack, and Pompeo snuffed it out. It's bite number one with Mike Pompeo, Secretary of State. Bite one, go.
I was unambiguous on Sunday. It is completely consistent with what the president has said.
Nope,
we will take every action we take will be consistent with the international rule of law. And the American people can rest assured that that's the case. Let me tell you who's done damage to the Persian culture. It's not the United States of America. It's the Ayatollah. If you want to look at who has denied religious freedom, if you want to know who has denied, the Persian culture is rich and steeped in history and intellect, and they've denied the capacity for that culture to continue. If you go back and look at the holidays around Cyrus and Nowruz, they've not permitted people to celebrate. They've not allowed people that they've killed, that Qasem Soleimani killed, they've not allowed them to go mourn their family members. The real risk to Persian culture does not come from the United States of America. Sure. That there is no mistake about that.
And there you have it, Mike Pompeo, which, by the way, I think has been a terrific selection for Secretary of State. He's vilified by the left on a daily basis, which means he's the right guy. Mark Esper the same way. When you see members of the administration getting hammered every day, and you know they're doing their job, and you know they're doing a good job, well, that's when you know that they're the right person for the job. All right, that's when you know they're the right person for the job. And so Mike Pompeo is the right man for the job at the right time, in a difficult time in the Middle East. But when hasn't it been? There's been bloodshed and killing and back and forth and wars my entire life and calls for Middle East peace my entire life. And what happens? Nothing. Another exchange, another volley of missiles, another attack, another terrorist attack. More people die, and we gain nothing. The only good thing of all of this is the fact that America no longer relies on the Middle East for its supply of energy. Thank God for that. 14 after on a Wednesday, it's the Steve Gruber Show. Let's talk a little bit about casinos. You go to a casino and place all your poker chips in a single hand. Well, guess what? You probably just lost everything in one swift move. Now, what if I wasn't talking about losing at the casino? What if I was talking about the stock market and those colored chips that you just bet? That's your retirement and your legacy. Are you prepared to lose your hard-earned assets to market volatility, potential rising taxes, inflation, or unforeseen expenses? Hi, this is Steve Gruber. And if you're in your 50s or 60s like I am, stop gambling on your retirement in the stock market. There are alternatives to grow your nest egg that offer a principal guarantee and optional income for the rest of your life. Call Bruce Van Hall and Mike Douglas of Life Plan Financial to learn more. Call 517-323-7526 or go online at MyLifePlanFinancial.com. That's MyLifePlanFinancial.com.
Life Plan Financial Design, Inc. is a financial services firm that offers a broad array of products and services, including insurance and annuities, licensed in Michigan.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.